was definitely a change from Southern California, I can say that. But, you know, it'll be a definite change of pace that I'm looking forward to. And, you know, I got to see Lambeau Field a little bit. Nothing, you know, not the field quite yet, but it looks like a, you know, quite a prestigious place to play at. And I think, you know, speaking on behalf of both of us, we're both happy to be here and, you know, start contributing to this historic program.
As for me, I'm a city guy, you know, born and raised in New York City. I lived in New Jersey, so it's a little bit slower lifestyle, which I'm sure I'll get accustomed to.
I got in about 2 hours ago, maybe around 1 to 2, and we just been doing administrative stuff, just getting our medical history taken care of, helmet sized up, gloves, shoes, just getting ready for this mini camp.
Same. I got in around 1, went to the hotel, dropped my bags off, and right over here, I shot. We were the same agency, Athletes First, so we know Aaron Rodgers because he's with that same agency.
Brian Brom.
Yep, as well. And Will Blackman, a teammate of mine at Boston College. That's pretty much it, though.
Right, yeah, I had the privilege of working out with BJ and, you know, a couple other athletes like Donald Brown, Eric Wood, Pat White. So, you know, we definitely got a head start in the training process. And, you know, working with BJ, you find out what type of guy he is. And, you know, he pushes you day in and day out. So I was real excited, not only being represented by the same agency, but, you know, the type of guy that he is. So, you know, he gave me a call right after I was drafted. And, you know, we just, you know, shared celebrations. And you know, we're just looking forward to coming out here and meeting up once again.
Yeah, same with me, man. When I found out Clay got drafted, I'm so happy I actually called him, congratulated him. I know how hard he worked, the type of guy he is. It's a great guy to be around, a teammate.
Are you guys like kids at Christmas? I mean, I know some people would say, hey, it's only a practice, you know, whatever, like your first step onto a pro field in your next endeavor. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm real giddy to get going, you know. I mean, it's been 4 months of just training and rumors and mock drafts and this and that. So it's nice to put that all behind us. But, you know, with all that behind us, now comes a different set of pressure. So, you know, I think we are like some kids in a candy store. We're ready to get going and start making a name for ourselves.
Yeah, it's real exciting, man. Play at such a prestigious organization like the Packers, you know, something you don't dream about. And when I got the call, I was shocked, man, that finally the day has come. And I know a lot's expected of me, and I'm willing to work to get where I need to be to help this team win.
When you guys find out what team is drafted, do you start to do like research on? I mean, do you go on the internet and read about the Packers and find out what their rosters look? I mean, what do you do after kind of that initial excitement of okay, I've been drafted, wears off? What do you do next?
For me, that was probably because the rest of that day, I was kind of still in shock. You know, I had a house full of people, and they had to entertain, signed a bunch of autographs and all this kind of stuff. But Sunday, I actually sat back, actually went up on the Packers website and got a chance to get a feel for the organization, you know. I actually went on Wikipedia, you know, looked up Green Bay, see what it was like, just find some interesting facts about it. So it was good.
I did the same thing. First, I looked where Green Bay was on the map to find out where I would be for the next couple of years, and you know, after that, went to Wikipedia, started looking up the coaches, looking at their backgrounds and whatnot, and just finding ways to familiarize myself with the team so that when I come in here, it wasn't such a, you know, such a shock. And, I mean, nevertheless, it is, obviously, but at the same time, I think we're that much more prepared. Just that it's a terrific organization, and my uncle now works for the Texans, and, you know, he was kind of upset that I didn't land with him, but at the same time, when he had heard that I went to the Packers, couldn't think of a better program to fall into, especially with, you know, the new 3-4 defense that we're implementing here and my type of, you know, my style of play. I think it fits perfectly here, and, you know, obviously with such a, you know, historic and just, you know, everything about this program, really, I think it speaks for itself. So, you know, they're excited. And, you know, my uncle was able to play with Ted Thompson. You know, Redman, our, you know, strength coach, is actually, He worked my dad out back in Cleveland. So there's a lot of ties here with my family, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
To be honest, man, actually, I was talking with a D-line coach today. And we were talking about where I'll be playing. I'll be playing some nose tackle, you know, some defensive end, you know. As far as goals, I just want to come in. Big thing for me is getting the grasp of the defense, you know, understanding what the defense asks me to do. And I try to do that. And if I'm ready, opening day to start, I would love to have that opportunity. But if I'm not, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I need to do. As far as getting this team ready to win some games.
Yeah, just, you know, my expectations are to just come in here and you know, give it all that I got, really. And if, you know, if that's enough to be coming out, like BJ said, on day one and be a starter, then, you know, so be it. I'm looking forward to that opportunity. And, you know, I'm going to come out here and compete, and, you know, I'm going to give everything I got. And like I said, if I can get on the field early and often, I'd love that.
I would say we were similar because we actually had to earn everything we got, you know. Some guys come out of high school with the luxury of being All-American this, All-American that, you know, deemed this coming out of high school, Clay and myself. We had to actually work to get to our positions, you know. And that's more gratifying for me, I'm sure it is for him, to know how hard you worked to get to this point.
And that's one of the things I think that you know, they drafted us for is the type of, you know, the character that we are and how we work hard for everything and how we haven't been handed everything. And, you know, we're go-getters, and that's what we plan on doing here is getting after it.
BJ, you mentioned defensive end. Was that a surprise to you when you heard that from the
show? Honestly, it was a bit of a surprise. I played some small five technique in our position and defense in college. I stretched that to the Packers when we had a little meeting at the combine. I talked to Coach today. He's like, he doesn't want me to be deemed as just a nose tackle. He wants me to play some nose and some defensive end. So, actually, this week at minicamp, I'll be doing a little bit of that.
I think it's real similar. You know, at SC, we ran a 4-3. However, it had the principles of a 3-4, being that I was playing a stand-up DN, or an elephant, as we call it. And, you know, I was able to rush the passer a little bit more, drop into coverage, just provide a little versatility to the game. And I think now that I'm in a true 3-4 system, you know, now I can just use the skills that I learned at SC and continue to develop them.
To be honest with you, I did not do that, but I was told today by several coaches, that, including Coach Capers, that me and Clay are very fortunate in the fact that, I mean, the defense in the system is new to everybody, so we're not like 2-3 years behind guys. We have the same opportunity as they do. I mean, they might have a few months on us, you know, being that the coach has been here a little while, but as far as having being at a disadvantage, we're not at that, so I feel that's a good thing for myself and Clay. I believe that attitude is altitude, you know. And knowing Clay, I know that he has a workman's mentality, you know, as well as myself. The fact that we both are around us doesn't change who we are as people, you know. Nothing's going to change about us, not our approach to the game. I mean, not our work ethic. So I kind of feel that, I mean, it's great for us, I mean, to be in this position, be first-round draft picks. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we know we have to work and earn our keep, so to speak.
Yeah, there's definitely added pressure just from, you know, being a first round and the expectations you have. But I think it's nothing that we haven't been, you know, we haven't experienced in our college career. And like BJ said earlier, we had to work for everything. So, you know, the pressure that we put on ourselves, I think, is more so than anything the media or coaches puts on us. And I think that's the, you know, the pressure to be successful and be the best. And, you know, I think that's what we're going to come in here and do is just, you know, play to our ability. You know what, I got to talk to him, you know, the night after the draft, and, you know, he let me know what he wanted me to take care of and accomplish, and, you know, he seems like a real fierce guy, and I obviously admire the way he played back in the day, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I think, you know, everyone who I've talked to says, you know, he's a heck of a coach, and, you know, you're going to get coached up, and, you know, by doing so, you should be a heck of a player. So I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, just watching the way he played back in the day, he was ferocious and got after it. And that's how I want to emulate my game. Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, the fortunate thing, and I guess you could say unfortunate thing, is, you know, I was born into a football family. So there's always been expectations of me. And, you know, my parents and uncle and grandfather, everyone who's contributed in the NFL has, you know, let me know what they expect of me and what I need to accomplish. So it's nothing new, and obviously I wouldn't expect anything less being at this level right now and with everything that's on the line.
To be honest with you, I'll be completely honest. To some extent, I believe they do. You know, it's a shame at the positive stuff that BC, I mean, I'm a man. That was a mistake that I made in the past, you know, which is the past. This is the present. But I kind of feel that what happened, what that came about with Sports Illustrated, people that know me, you know, they knew that that's not what I'm about, you know. But for people that never met me, I mean, the first time hearing about me, that's the perception they get. That was the kind of thing that bothered me with that, you know. And the fact that I knew that it wasn't true, and I just had to wait time out until everything, the real results came out. Because at that time, only two doctors had the reports, and me and Clay actually had the opportunity to talk to the doctors, and they told me that everything was cool. But I mean, you have to wait until the final results come out, and that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Right, yeah, the same website actually reported that, you know, BJ had tested positive for recreational drugs, and me and my other teammate, Brian Cushing, had tested positive for steroids, which is completely false. So, you know, fortunately, and, you know, in years past, people have had to just wait it out and let the smoke clear, and at that time, their name's damaged, and no matter what, if you come out clean, you know, people are going to think less of you as a person. So we were fortunate enough to be able to call both the, you know, head administrator for the drug test, and he let us know, no, you didn't test positive, so... It was just a matter of, you know, shutting that down and letting people know the real story. So it's unfortunate, but I guess, you know, we're in this position that we are today, and you know, it wouldn't be happening if we weren't in this position. So, you know, you learn from it and you grow from it, really.
You went to SC at like 161?
No, that weight has been exaggerated tremendously. I want to set the record straight and say I was 228 coming into SC after camp around 220. And, no, I just worked hard, and, you know, I'd love for the writer of that article to come, you know, see how I train and live a day in my shoes, and he can see how I put on this weight and whatnot. And, you know, it was funny. I just heard the other day Aaron Curry was 195 at Wake Forest when he first checked in. So it's just, you know, people can put on weight. They work hard. It's, you know, it's not that hard provided you know, have a workman's mentality.
Well, I was going to say, you redshirted too, right?
Correct.
You were there for a long time.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. You know, fortunately, I guess, and unfortunately, Matthews are just late bloomers. And, you know, same with my dad and my uncle Bruce. We all, you know, going into college, we put on a tremendous amount of weight. And usually it's a little late in the recruiting process, so you got to walk on here or there, but make a name for yourselves. And, you know, that's what I had to do. And, you know, I think you can talk to anyone in that program and they'll say, you know, I'm one of the hardest workers and going to be in the weight room. And not just in the weight room, but just on the practice field. You know, watching film, game film, and they'll tell you the type of character that I possess.
So what were you your junior year when they went to recruit you? I mean, how big were you?
166.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how tall were you?
Probably around 6'6", 6'1". Probably the only college guy to have actually grown in height, too. going into throughout college?